Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure that that revised suggestion that you've made entirely reflects the concerns that we have, because the difficulty is when a vessel that is not traditionally manned behaves differently than people might expect, and that has the potential to cause an accident. During the coffee break, I did look for the information about the incident that I reported last year. The information I received is actually largely written in Dutch, which was not particularly helpful to me, but Google Translate has been my friend. And it appears that the vessel that was operated under a degree of automation paused and gave way to the recreational craft on a bend. So the recreational craft was looking for somewhere to allow, it was a narrow waterway, and the recreational craft was looking for somewhere to allow the what it considered to be larger vessel to pass, and in actual fact, the larger vessel then gave way. And that is the sort of behaviour which, in this instance, it could have caused both boats to stop, and then both boats to start again, and then both boats to collide. So it's making sure that it isn't the responsibility of a traditionally manned craft to work out that the boat coming towards them is automated. They should be able to operate in exactly the same way whether a boat is automated or traditionally manned. That's the distinction that I would like to see reflected in the roadmap, is this importance of it not being necessary. And I think this is relevant whether it's a small craft or a larger vessel, that it should not be apparent to a traditionally manned boat that the boat that they are approaching is not traditionally manned. Thank you.